Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Floodwaters continue to recede across Columbus after almost Tropical Storm Elena came through. The rainfall totals from 6 to more than 10 inches were reported across the county. Officially, Whiteville saw around 5. Parts of NC 87 in Regalwood are still closed today. US 74 between Bolton and Delco was closed for hours Monday night in both directions, but it has reopened. The NCDOT said preliminary inspections have shown no major damage to area roadway. Brunswick County saw the bulk of the infrastructure damage, with multiple roads collapsing, several bridges being compromised, and roadways being washed out. NC 211 is still blocked near the county line. US 17 has some major issues coming across Brunswick County as well. Multiple water rescues were performed Monday by fire and emergency personnel in the east end of the county, where some homes were still isolated on Tuesday afternoon. A number of water rescues were also reported in Bladen County around Clarkton. Lake Waccamaw had several homes that had flood water in or inside. Now, Kenji Flash Bowen of Leland. You might have known him from when he was at East Columbus High School playing football and baseball, and graduated in 2018. Well, he's being hailed as a hero today. He saved the lives of a Kelly couple and their dog Monday when their truck was swept away in flooding in Ringlewood. See this story on our website for much more. Jurors have been dismissed for this week in Columbus County Superior Court. District Court was canceled yesterday but resumes today. Monday's County Commissioners meeting has been rescheduled for September 23rd. Chadburn has installed ShotSpotter cameras that are linked to its Flock license plate readers. The new system automatically activates the license plate reading cameras and alerts law enforcement if gunfire is detected, and takes photographs and video of vehicles that are in the area. The town saved more than $45,000 by purchasing the system from the Flock camera supplier. A Delco man is being held under a $250,000 secured bond for allegedly videoing the sexual abuse of a child. Christopher Ryan Anderson, age 38, was arrested on a single count of first-degree sexual exploitation of a minor around 1 a.m. on Tuesday. He was indicted by the grand jury for an incident that occurred in May. There's much more in the story on our website. Whiteville Police Sergeant Chuck Arnold recently suffered a severe brain bleed while responding to a call. He is currently in Avant, New Hanover, and his family needs some help. WPD is asking for donations to assist Arnold and his family over the next several weeks. Now, today, Domino's of Whiteville will donate 20% of all sales to the Arnold family. El Chapedo Restaurant in Whiteville will also donate 20% of all sales Thursday night to the Arnold family. Now, you can still donate via Cash App and Venmo. You can also just drop something by the Whiteville Police Department. That's located at 117 East Columbus Street in Uptown Whiteville. Transformation Church and Milk Before Meat Ministries will host their second annual Night of Praise September 21st. There will be music and a special message by Pastor Heath Connor. The service will be at Lebanon Church at 6354 James B. White Highway, south of Whiteville. Everyone is welcome. Transformation meets at 10 a.m. every Sunday in the Lebanon Methodist Fellowship Hall. County Pentecostal Holiness Church is going to host Revival September 23rd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each night. Pastor Jerome Bullard will be the speaker. Nakana PHC is located at 9745 Seven Creeks Highway. National Night Out is coming up September 27th at the Sheriff's Office. There will be games, free food, tours of emergency and law enforcement vehicles, and much more fun from 6 until 10 p.m. National Night Out is a program to help communities connect with law enforcement. Whiteville Police will host their National Night Out event on October 5th. The Whiteville FFA Mum Sale that was postponed due to the storm will be held this Friday. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.